News, I'm Ben Thomas. Idalia's weakened to a tropical storm. It's passing over the state of Georgia after slamming into Florida as a powerful hurricane. Julie Walker has more.
The hurricane made landfall in Florida's Big Bend region Wednesday morning as a Category 3. Cedar Keys saw a massive storm surge.
I'm 6 foot, and I was literally walking in chest-high water.
That's resident R.J. Wright, who stayed instead of evacuating to help neighbors.
Dock Street is underwater. I literally watched a Cadillac float down Dock Street.
Nancy Beckham also says the water was up to her chest.
Everybody lost a lot. We lost almost everything.
She had to leave her home carrying her two small pets.
The water came up in my house.
Beckham rode out the hurricane at a neighbor's house because it's on stilts. Hers is not. I'm Julie Walker.
The National Hurricane Center's latest advisory puts the storm center west of Savannah, Georgia, with maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour. In other news, Russia and Ukraine each launched aerial attacks on the other's territory.
Russia says Ukraine has launched what appears to be Russian soil since Moscow invaded 18 months ago, while Ukrainian officials say a Russian attack on Kyiv has resulted in deaths early on Wednesday. Starting with Russia, drones hit an airport in the west, starting a massive fire. The regional governor ordering all flights cancelled so damage could be assessed during daylight, while state media reported that transport aircraft were damaged. While in Kyiv, a military official said falling debris has killed two people after Russia attacked the capital using drones and missiles. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S., U.K., South Korea, and Japan are urging North Korea to halt arms negotiations with Russia following revelations Moscow and Pyongyang are discussing a weapons sale. Mutinous soldiers in the African nation of Gabon have declared their chief the country's new leader after placing the newly re-elected president under house arrest. This is AP News. It's been a mostly gloomy August for stocks, but things have been looking up, at least so far this week. Seth Sutel has today's AP Markets report.
Stocks closed modestly higher on Wall Street, chipping away at the market's losses for August. Treasury yields fell Wednesday after some weaker-than-expected readings on the U.S. economy and job market. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%, its fourth gain in a row. The index is still down 1.6% for August, with one trading day left in the month. The Dow added 37 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. HP sank 6.6% after cutting its profit forecast for the year. The yield on the two-year Treasury note fell to 4.88%. Investors are focusing on several reports this week on the economy and inflation that might provide more insight into whether the Federal Reserve can justify holding off on more interest rate hikes. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth, and thank you for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.